Another bill that backers complain isn't getting enough attention has support from Democrats and Republicans. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on the lack of love for the so-called Healthy Americans Act.
Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden says when he'd go home to town hall meetings, he'd typically get a bunch of people stand up and say they wanted a single-payer system. Then another bunch of people would stand up and say, no, they hated that idea.
Then invariably, somebody would stand up, often in the back of the room, and would say, we want what you people in Congress have. And then there would be an immense amount of applause. Now, people weren't exactly sure what we congresspersons had, but they figured if we had it, it was good.
In fact, members of Congress have the same health coverage as the other 9 million federal workers. They choose from a menu of dozens of private insurance plans. And that was the origin, 3 years ago, of what would become the Healthy Americans Act. The idea, says Wyden, is a straightforward one.
What you've got to do is give everybody access to an array of good choices, like members of Congress have, and then make sure that they can get a financial reward for shopping wisely.
Wyden built his bill carefully. It's based on a fairly simple, though somewhat radical, idea. He'd make changes to the tax code that would prompt many, if not most, businesses to stop offering coverage. But he'd also require those employers to give workers back the money they'd been spending on their health insurance. Those who didn't have employer coverage would get help from the government. And the bill would create a new government-regulated marketplace where everyone could buy affordable coverage.
That's because with choices, there is competition. And remember, these are, in effect, big insurance pools. You're not out on the street just shopping by your lonesome.
Wyden got assurance from the Congressional Budget Office that the bill would cover almost everyone and pay for itself, a very big deal. Then he began to reach out to Republicans. One of the first he found was Utah's Bob Bennett. Bennett says he likes the bill precisely because it would effectively start the system over from scratch. He says too much is now based on tax law from the 1940s and the Medicare law passed in 1965.
We don't practice health care in anything like the way we did in the 1940s and the 1960s today. Both of those systems are completely obsolete, and we need to start clean sheet of paper, begin all over again, and do something that makes a whole lot more sense. And the Wyden-Bennett bill moves in that direction better than any other.
Wyden's approach began to attract not just support from his colleagues, but from health policy bloggers.
I mean, if policy wonks were the only voters in America, this thing would have been passed about a year ago.
Jonathan Cohn writes The Treatment, a health policy blog for the New Republic magazine.
It's not because we all think it's perfect. I certainly don't. But the plan works. The basic idea behind it is a very sound idea.
Yet, much like single-payer, the bill has never really been under serious consideration. Len Nichols of the New America Foundation says it may be a little bit ahead of its time.
And it is in many ways a vision of where we may be headed, but it's just too big a lift for our political and maybe even our economic system in the short run.
Translation, too much change is simply too scary.
Too many people were afraid of giving up their employer coverage. Turns out employers weren't as ready to run away from it as some people thought, and unions were deathly afraid of removing it from their ability to use health insurance as a way to recruit and retain workers.
But Nichols says the bill has done something very important for the health care debate.
They showed you can get Republicans and Democrats around two core ideas: cover everyone, but be serious about cost.
And backers are still hoping that some elements of the bill might be incorporated into a final compromise, if and when there is a final compromise. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
So many ideas, so many bills. The debate over health care can be confusing. So we're inviting you to send us your questions. We'll get Julie Rovner to help us answer some of them on the air. So send your questions by going to npr.org, click on Contact Us, and please put the words health in the subject line.